This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's good. Have you ever been in a situation where you've like really had to get somewhere and Jerry has landed his helicopter on the practice field and he said, come on in, Mick, and took you to wherever you needed to go?
That did not happen, but I do remember when they first got the helicopter when they moved in here. And they were giving the media rides to check out the helicopter and check out the area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting down to the last group that was going up, and PR asked me if I wanted to get on. Well, that just happened to be the summer that we had the bus accident going to training camp.
Oh, no.
And my response to him was, I think I'll be better off if I just keep my feet on the ground.
Okay.
So I passed on the ride.
Wow. All right.
Plus, I don't think I ever want to get in a helicopter if I don't have to.
So safe to assume we'll never see like skydiving or anything like that as well?
That ain't happening either.
Okay. I figured I just wanted to check. We've talked a lot about the Cowboys leading into this game, but I wanted to walk through with you just the massive offensive line problems the Steelers have had. Now, a lot of that has been because their offensive line has really been hit by injuries, but this seems like, I don't know, a sad matchup going into this game where clearly the Cowboys' defensive line is depleted, the Cowboys' offensive line is depleted. This feels like maybe weakness versus weakness.
Well, I don't know that the Cowboys' offensive line is depleted. They got who they got, right? They're young. The defensive line certainly depleted.
Yes.
So maybe that kind of evens things out when they're having struggles on their offensive line. But, you know, their defensive line, too, they're going to be without Alex Highsmith.
Yep.
And I saw where the guy that takes his place, Nick Herbig, has an ankle injury, and he didn't practice yesterday. So we'll see how that goes. But if they've got to have a backup on the other side, then maybe the Cowboys can pay more attention to J.J. Watt, who's going to kind of—
T.J.
T.J. What did I say? J.J.
J.J.
he's doing commercials for beer now.
right. He's going to line up against Terrence Steele the majority of the times unless they decide they're going to switch sides and try to take advantage of the rookie on the other side. But some of the stuff I watched, he was more on the offensive right side. And, teams chipped him and teams blocked him. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they deal with him because he can be a one-man wrecking crew, but you got to just have a plan to know that's not going to happen. especially if you get in, you know, second or third long situations when he knows you're going to pass. The other thing I noticed, he'll line up wide, and a lot of times they've got a safety that comes in the gap, Deshaun Elliott, and they'll blitz him inside to try to take away the ability to double team him, meaning the running back's probably got to pick that guy up. Or the tight end's going to be stuck trying to block Watt. So it'll be a pretty good chess match on that side, if indeed they keep him on that side.
Mick, I know a lot of Cowboy fans aren't excited about the 2-2 start, and you look at the next four pack of games, at Steelers, home against the Lions, at the 49ers, at the Falcons, and I think if they can go 2-2 in the next four games, you should be happy with that.
Considering the situation they are in with the number of injuries and guys they're going to be missing probably these at least these next two games, I agree with you, because I can't imagine Deron Bland's going to get back before San Francisco. And, you know, today when, and I don't know if he was bluffing or what, when he answered the question about Kalen Carson getting back for this game, you know, they listed him at limited, and he was like, I don't know either way at this point. Today's going to be an important game or a practice for him to see if he can play on Sunday, which means now you're going deeper into your depth at the cornerback position. So, and I don't know that Micah's going to get back next week, and we know DeMarcus Lawrence isn't going to be there, and we'll see what happens with Brandon Cooks, if it's just a one-week thing or if it's two, and then you get the bye. So, yeah, I would say 4-4 at that point. And it probably would be pretty close to what everybody predicted before the season began, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
Now, there'll be disappointment out there, and there'll be a lot to criticize. But, you know, I don't know what you guys picked for the season, you know, record.
10-7.
Okay, well, 4-4, you know, that's probably, you know, I was thinking with this team, it was probably going to get off to a slower start just because the number of young guys they were going to be depending on. And then maybe as they gained experience and got used to playing the NFL, they can pick it up the second half of the season. So, yeah, at 4-4 at that point, I think they would be happy. I mean, they don't want to be 4-4.
No, I get it. I get it.
You get it. They want to be 6-2. But, yeah, if they can at least get to 4-4, I think they would be happy no matter what the people outside of the building think.
Now, CeeDee Lamb has had at least four catches in 37 straight games, which is awesome. That's the third longest streak in NFL history behind Michael Thomas and Julio Jones. But does this feel like the type of game, perhaps because a lot of the injuries that you talked about, where you're going to need a ton from him?
Well, but they know that too, right?
I'm fair.
Right? And how much are they going to double team him? Because the few times, if they watch tape of the last game when he got single covered, he burned them. That's going to be interesting to see how they deal with him. I don't know, you know, you would have to help me on who the leading receiver was for the Colts in this last game, but they put 27 points on that defense. Now, it was on the road, right?
That is correctly. True. So Michael Pittman just destroyed them, and then Josh Downs had a big game against them as well. So those two players right there had 14 catches combined.
So what it's going to take to even things out is for some of these young guys to step up. And, you know, I'd sure like to see a lot more offensive snaps for Kevontae Turpin to use his speed to offset maybe double teams that they think they're going to put on Lamb. I think Tolbert has shown that, you know, you can kind of rely on him. Now, that was the third guy, not the second guy. But I think they have to be somewhat creative and he talked about that today, by the way, not coming up with all of a sudden some, you know, fancy plays or whatever, but use the creativity they already have in their system to offset just being predictable. And maybe that helps CD get off the double teams. Because if they're going to double them, well, then, you know, continue to at least throw those end arounds at him, and he's going to the other side where there's not a double team. And, you know, run the ball. Give him something else to think about. Hand the ball to Turpin and make them respect the speed this team has on offense, because they are going to have to take some pressure off their offensive line as they go along in this game, especially being on the road. And the other thing I noticed when I looked at the weather report from about 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock, the chances of rain were 40 to 50%. So we'll see
take
how
the
that
under
works out,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like is what I'm hearing. Take the under.
So I got you. Yeah, I mean, it may be difficult. It may be difficult for them, too, to, you know, perform offensively with the number of injuries they've had on their offensive line. And by the way, you know, Pickens is the guy, but the other guys that they've relied on, the other three, you know, I think they've produced in four games 15 catches. So
yeah.
It's not like, you know, they're a ball of fire throwing the ball this season, but you got to be careful with Fields running the ball. I don't care, you know, how much he's trying to get the ball downfield and everything. I think their threat in the running game is going to be Justin Fields.
All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. See you guys.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.